Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please mute off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scars.com. VOIP.com. Your net controls, I believe, are KY6B and GW8SZL, but we probably have a lot in the background. I'm merely opening it up this evening. My name is Kathleen. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location is Port St. Lucie, Florida, where it's currently a temperature of about 75. We had a high of about 85, and it's been rainy most of the day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. All right, hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday, either today, maybe the upcoming week, or maybe last week, that'd like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy. All right. No birthday stations, nobody wanting to get any older. So tonight, this is the TIN open forum, which is monthly Thursday informational net open forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Our program tonight is entitled Digital Linking. But I do want to advise everyone that if you've been connected this evening to this session, you will be part of that recording, which is posted on our website as a podcast. So with that, I'm going to welcome everyone once again. I'm going to throw it over to KY6D so he can begin the program this evening. And everyone, ask questions of these guest speakers. KY6D from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, are you ready?
Well, as ready as I'm going to be. Thanks, Kathy. Before we get started here, ladies and gentlemen, this is Gordon, KY6V. I see a note in the text box that Robert's wife down there in Australia celebrated her birthday on the 12th. Would you like to announce that, Robert, if you're still there?
Having trouble this morning. Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DUI. My wife, Shorey, had her birthday on the 12th. We did have a birthday, VK2DUI.
Okay, very good, Robert. I'm sorry, I was having a little trouble. I didn't have my volume adjusted where it should be. So I missed a little bit of that, but happy birthday to your wife, sir. So at any rate, guys and gals, we're going to be talking about digital linking here tonight, and I hope you'll enjoy the subject. Our approach is going to be presenting several current systems in order to compare the different approaches for you. We will be starting with the SCARS EchoLink system and showing how our system performs the task of having seven different platforms all talking together at the same time. This is specifically EchoLink, IRLP, ALLSTAR, DMR, D-STAR, Fusion, and M17. Let me buy a nickel. The SCARS EchoLink system is located at our digital hub in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This resides alongside of our SouthCars VOIP website and its support documentation files. Also contained at this site are our XLX004 Juliet D-Star node, our YSF004 Fusion node, along with our IRLP and All-Star nodes. The actual connection between Echolink and DMR, D-Star, and Fusion comes through the links supplied here in Florida under the calls of KY6V-R and K6SUN-R. M17, on the other hand, is linked to our overall system by being connected to our All-Star 27404 system, which in turn brings us to the Echolink server. So let me buy another nickel. The first thing to consider is the saving grace of the software programs. The software only allows one person to transmit at a time, no matter what node they are coming in from. And this saves us from the turmoil and frustration to listen to something like a DX pileup on 20 meters during a contest. And some of that can get ugly, as I'm sure you know. Okay, some tips to think about when constructing a linking system like this follows. First, you must remember that in most cases, each different node and mode you connect to will be different software designed, therefore, differently and doing things in a strange and different manner. Audio codecs, transfer systems will be different and requiring you to tailor your audio levels along with squelch tail and timeout considerations. And without taking some of these steps will cause such problems as some nodes timing out early, quick keying on the part of the sender will not activate the receiver node, and on and on and on it goes. So the basic software can sometimes affect your original configuration, so stay on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure that your changes are up to date. Let me buy a nickel. Okay, to follow in a moment will be a listing of some of the active voice digital modes and is presented to you for the differences in mode construction that must be taken into account when you attempt to link them all together. There are quite a few linking programs and techniques that can be found on the Internet. My suggestion is for you to make it simple. Make the transfer straightforward with not too many conversion programs in the stream. The more you stick to this rule of thumb, the easier your configuration file setup will be, and the better will be your audio quality in the long run. So let me give you a quick listing of the party group here. Stand by. Okay, in digital voice, some that we're dealing with really on a daily basis now, modes that encode speech into data streams before transmitting it. The first one I would list is the APCO-P25. That's found in a repossessed public safety equipment for multiple vendors, and it uses IMBE or AMBE codec over FSK modulation. The second one I would mention is the D-Star open specification, which proprietary vocoder systems available from ICOM, Kenwood, and Flex Systems uses an AMBE over a GMSK, with VOR or VOIP capability. I'm going to buy another nickel in here. DMR found in both commercial and public safety equipment from multiple vendors uses AMBE codec over FSK modulation variant with a time-based TDMA structure. System fusion. You know, you can get confused when you start reading all this stuff. System confusion is open specifications with property vocoder systems available from Yaesu. Uses AMBE codec with a C4FM modulation. FreeDV, which David and Wells will touch on here tonight, is an open source amateur digital voice using LPC Net quantizer codecs with differential and coherent PSK. Now, grab that one and sit down and think about it. M17, another open source digital voice mode based on codec 2, uses 4FSK. Now, grab this one. It uses punctuated conversational coding and quadratic permutation polymonomials for error control and bitstream reordering. Now, let me tell you, it'd take a while to pull up the tech specs and consume that and understand it, I would think. Okay, I'm going to break one more time here. Now, before we pass it on to our next narrator, which will be Dave over there in Wales, do we have any questions so far and any check-ins that would like to come aboard? Please call now, KY6V.
K2HA.
3MSA.
I'm sorry, I was just hitting the button. I've got K2HA. Who is the other one, please?
Victor X3, White Sugar Sugar. I repeat, Victor Echo 3, White Sugar Sugar, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Or?
Okay. I'm having just a little bit of trouble understanding the audio, but I think I've got the call as VE3 Bravo Sierra Sierra. If you'll stand by, sir, we'll be right back to you. Fred, go ahead. K2HA from KY6V.
Yeah, Gordon, I thought the end of that was Mike Quebec Sugar. Just wanted to say hello and be listening. I think this will be an interesting program for everybody. And thank you and Dave for putting this one together. There's a lot of permutations to this one, so I'll be listening with bated ears. This is Fred, K2HA.
Okay, Fred, well, thank you. If you haven't had a chance, take a look at the reference material that we posted on the promo. That was written by K3RFI, the designer, Jonathan Taylor, the designer of Echolink, who designed this program that we're using here tonight back in 2002. And he's got some interesting comments in there on linking the whole parties all together and keeping things straight. So, all right, let me turn it over to the gentleman that's coming through Australia, the HAMS conference, which is fine. And I had VE3BSS and Fred had Mike Quebec Sierra. So whichever it is, come in, straighten us out, and good evening. Over. All right. Good evening, sir. Thank you. I don't know what it is. I'm having a little trouble with your audio. I don't know You're coming through, I believe, one of the other repeater systems that are up there in Canada. So I don't know if it's the repeater system or your basic system. But anyway, good evening. Thanks for coming by. Any questions we can help you with? Over.
Not really. I'm all ears. Over.
Okay. I love that term. Yeah, I've got you coming in through RCI's repeater there in Canada. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm going to turn it over to our next narrator, and that's Dave in Wales, UK. Good evening, sir. Thanks for being there. Hope you're marching through all of the fanfare and hoop-de-lau that's going on with your queen right now. David, KY6V, over.
Yeah, KY6V, this is Golf Quebec 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Yeah, we can got the cue back as an NOV with respect for the passing of Queen Elizabeth II there, Gordon. I'll probably switch back to the GW8 halfway through, because I'll forget. And I'd just like to say happy belated birthday to Robert's XYL as well. So, yep, the TV over here is just full of everything about the Queen. Okay, with that, I will continue. So, good evening from Wales in the United Kingdom. My name is Dave, and my call is Golf Quebec 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Well, at least until midnight UTC on the 19th. That'll be Monday. And my portion of the program this evening is to introduce you to a rather new multi-mode analog digital network. And it's called Freestar, which is here in the UK. Now, Freestar was developed in early 2021 in the UK. An amateur radio network designed to manage and merge digital and analog connections and technologies. Now, Freestar is a multi-platform amateur radio network which consists of multiple technologies and modes. The network uses various bridging techniques to bridge all connections from the various modes into one core connection. This connection is actually called Freestar. Free as in freedom to connect and experiment, star as in the star networking style. Now in the beginning, the founders, Shane Daly, Mike Zero Victor Uniform Bravo, Bruce Lenton, Mike Zero Uniform Kilo Bravo, and Oscar Wood, 2 Echo 1 Hotel Whiskey Echo, decided to collaborate and create one instance of an ASL server in the cloud to manage many digital and analog connections. Now, they did this for the Golf Bravo 1 November Yankee Echo multi-mode net, which was hosted on New Year's Eve in 2020. Both myself and Declan, who was MW6SZL at the time, who's now 2 Whiskey Zero, KYH, the kind young ham, checked into the New Year's Eve net. And we managed to get ourselves a free Yaesu baseball cap each. The net itself was also live on YouTube, so you could watch and listen to the net controllers actually running the net. The net was such a great success with over 100 consecutive connections worldwide. Let me reset. Now, since then, Freestar has grown to host more than 15 servers hosted around the UK and overseas. The network currently manages various hubs, such as the UK All-Star Hub in Manchester, and various repeater and analog and digital gateways around the UK. Freestar has expanded rapidly with 11 ASL servers and 6 digital servers providing quality multi-mode communications all across the globe. Now, since its conception in January 2021, shortly after the network there went global, Freestar expanded its global stance with investment in digital technologies and hosting to serve these new modes. And it soon became a very popular multi-mode platform to host nets and QSOs all day, every day. It has become one of the biggest multi-mode platforms in the UK and was primarily designed for experimenting and promoting the hobby. Reset. Now, Freestyle now hosts more than 7 digital architectures and is one of the very few networks to host so many digital modes and technologies on a single platform. Now, bridging techniques. Freestyle has one of the most advanced bridging techniques in the world and over 15 consecutive digital bridges using one direct pipe into ASL. The techniques used to bridge lots of technologies, modes and networks into one instance, which in turn feeds to the rest of the Freestyle network. The network is split into 2 main segments, All-Star and OBP, that's Oscar Bravo Papa. Now the core OBP bridge used is a collection of HB-Link, MMDVM, and the emulation of the MD380 software with a single feed from the core into ASL. Now this single feed is piped full duplex into the core OBP, which then feeds out to several digital bridges and crosslinks using multi-platform software packages. Let me reset. Now let's take a look at the core network infrastructure. The core network is powered by All-Star Link, ASL, software hosted on several VPS servers in the UK. Each server or hub extends many connections, including repeaters, gateways, nodes, and single users on various hubs. The core system, which is hosted in 7 major cities in the UK, consists of low latency connections in data centers to deliver and connect nodes reliably both in the UK and around the world. Freestyle is slowly migrating over to All-Star ASL version 2 beta to help test new software. Now Rob Veller is the lead development of this project, and Freestyle gives All-Star Link their full support. And without the work of Jim Dixon's APPRPT, Whiskey Bravo 6 November India Lima, now sadly Silent Key, and the All-Star Link team contributors, this whole project would not be possible. Freestyle would not exist. So I Freestyle thanks all those involved and the open source project. Reset. Okay, sorry about that. I have to mute the offending link on the ham conference. Okay, a little bit about All-Star Link Incorporated. All-Star Link is a network of amateur radio repeaters, remote base stations, and hotspots, accessible to each via voice over internet protocol. All-Star Link runs on a dedicated computer, including the Raspberry Pi, which I'm very, very fond of, that you host at your home radio site or even a computer data center. It is based on the open source Asterisk PBS, running the APPRPT application. APPRPT makes Asterisk a powerful system capable of controlling one or more radios. It provides linking of these radio nodes to other systems of similar construction anywhere in the world via Voice over Internet Protocol, commonly known as VOIP. So we'll move on. So what is Freestyle System X? Well, System X is an independent premium DMR global network, managed and maintained by trusted independent network franchises and the Freestyle International Network. Now the server runs Ryzen, that is Romeo Yankee Sierra Echo November, the Ryzen Master Plus open source DMR master server software, which have been developed by radio amateurs for amateurs. A compilation of software by various software developers, to name but a few, Courtney Buffington, that's November Zero, November Juliet Sierra, Simon Adlin, Golf 7 Romeo Zulu Uniform, and Shane Daly, Mike Zero Victor Uniform Bravo, who you might remember is one of the founders of the Freestyle Network, as mentioned earlier. The server is native to MMDVM, HB protocol, and uses various techniques to act as a master, a peer, and a bridge server. Reset. Currently, there are only 8 System X servers in the world. Currently hosted in London in the United Kingdom, Stirling in Scotland, Stockholm in Sweden, Grenada in Spain, Ohio in the United States, Mexico City, which is obviously in Mexico, Sydney in Australia, and the Guatemala server is actually hosted in Dallas, Texas, for operational reasons. And more servers will be available as the system evolves to serve closer to the region in which the end user connects, obviously for latency. So the closer you are to the master server, the better the latency will be when it gets into the actual System X DMR system. Now, the System X DMR global network can host multiple end user applications, including PoiStar, BlueDV, OpenSpot, DroidStar, DV Switch, and a lot more. The project is an open project, and they encourage experimentation, bridging, and multimode technologies on the FreeStar network. Summary status and contact information can be found at freestar.network/server-status. What I would recommend is that you go to the website freestar.network, Foxtrot Romeo Echo Echo Sierra Tango Alpha Romeo, all one word, .network, and just follow the actual links on there. Reason being, this website at the moment is being updated, and that's the best way to do it. Just let me reset again. Okay, so how do you connect to the FreeStar UK multi-mode hub? Well, there are various ways to connect to FreeStar. The best way is to check out the How to Connect page. That's at freestar.network. At the top there, you'll find the How to Connect link, and then you can learn what modes you are, and then you can learn what modes you are familiar with to connect with. There's an absolute massive amount, including PNET, DSTAR, TGIF, IPSC2, it's all there. If I actually had to list them all here now, I'd still be going at 3 a.m. in the morning here. So go to the How to Connect page, and you'll have all the information there that you can connect to the FreeStar multimode network with. Now, most people find Echolink or DMR is the easiest way. But as I say, check your local repeater might have connectivity to a compatible mode, or ask your local repeater group for more details. So, how much does it actually cost to join the FreeStar network? Well, FreeStar is completely free. They do not expect anything for the services they provide. However, they do provide a way to donate. Please see the donation page for more details. FreeStar kindly appreciates your support, and all the donations go to the maintenance and upkeep of the servers. So, are there any nets or worldwide activities on FreeStar, I hear you ask? Absolutely. FreeStar hosts many nets on the FreeStar network, including Oscar, that's 2 Echo 1, Hotel Whiskey Echo, one of the founders, Top Talk Net. There's a new Hams Net, Mike 7 November Echo Tango, and worldwide nets such as the TransCanada Net, the IRM Multimode Net, and of course, as well, the Raspberry Pi Net, just to name a few. Now, if you would like to participate or bring one of your own nets to the FreeStar, then please, by all means, all you've got to do is just contact them. And if you want a list of the actual current nets, scheduled nets on the FreeStar network, just visit the Net Control page for more nets that they actually host. All the nets that they actually host. Can we reset? Recently added to the FreeStar network is the FreeStar Everywhere SIP portal. Now, this runs on a dedicated PBX running Asterisk. After registering for it, you can use any SIP software to connect to the FreeStar network using high-definition audio, provided your SIP software actually supports the high-definition side of things. But even if it doesn't, there is no need to worry. If your SIP software does not support HD audio, as it will negotiate with your software and use the best codec that your software supports that is compatible. Not only does it allow connections to the freestyle network itself by dialing 2195, but you can dial up other networks who have set up an all-star bridge to them. As an example, I have a bridge to the Anzell network. So if I wanted to use the Everywhere SIP portal, all I have to do is just dial the all-star node number that is bridged to the Anzell network, and I am connected. That will be number 499814. Now, these bridges need to be set up on the freestyle end and also a small code addition to the all-star node itself. There is now a script to run to set up the all-star node you want to bridge, so that makes it a lot easier to set up, so there's no manual editing files. This works both on both ASL and the Ham VoIP all-star distributions. Reset. The latest development with the SIP portal allows you to connect to any of the Freestar System X DMR talk groups directly. This is currently being beta tested, and as I use it myself, I can say it works really well, very well indeed. Now, before moving the program on for any final comments and closing, do we have any comments or check-ins? Any questions that I might be able to answer or I might not be able to, but I'll do my best. So any comments or check-ins? This is Golf Quebec 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. I did get it right. Listening. Please call now.
6, Victor.
Okay, I've got you, Gordon. Is there anybody else?
Uniform, Mike, Quebec.
And I'll check in to say good evening from KV9EWG, Echo Whiskey Golf.
Okay, In addition to Gordon, I've got Woody, KO4UMQ, and KB9EWG. Good evening. One more call. Is there anybody else? Okay, nothing heard. Gordon, KY6V. This is GQ8SZL. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, David. KY6V here, South Florida. Before I throw my question at you, I want to say good evening to UMQ and EWG, and I wanted to say to you, Woody, I'll save you an email if you just say yes or no on your position for running the net Saturday morning. My question to you, David, just to clarify my thinking, I haven't really played around with Freestar too much yet, but I have checked in with several of its entrance points. They've got a couple on All-Star. I think there's a couple on Echolink. At least there was one on there that I got into, and so on and so forth. My question is this, that once you have connected to one of their suggested input ports, I assume that you're automatically connected to everybody else that's on the system, all of the other modes. So when you start talking, you're being heard around the world. If you start up a conversation, a QSO on that input, or whatever input the other guy is using, you're tying the whole system up. Does that create any problem? Over.
Yeah, KY6V, GW8SZL. That's correct. If you come in on like TGIF talk group 23426, you'll be anybody connected to Echolink, the Peanut Room, System X, 23426. And, basically, you're coming out on every other mode that's actually connected into the Freestar network. So, yes, it doesn't cause any problems. It is encouraged. If you go and check the net schedule page, which is, it's got all the scheduled nets there, but there's not a massive amount of net, so it leaves a lot of free airtime for people to just have general QSOs, and you can be having a chat with somebody down the road, and somebody in South America pops up, and it comes into the conversation, and just have a little group running. But no, it's freedom to connect, freedom to chat, basically, and do what you want. If a net pops on, you let the QSO finish, before the net starts. So, nope, it's very, very nice like that. And also, as of yesterday morning, if you go to the net control page, you will see, if you scroll down a little bit, it's at the top, you'll see a netlogger window. Now, actually, what happens if one of the scheduled nets is using netlogger, I think all of them do actually, but I'll have to look at the list, then the netlogger screen is actually displayed on that web page. And when the net finishes, it goes back to Google Calendar with a net schedule on there, a bit like you got on the SCARS website there, Gordon. But it comes up with a net scheduled net and the list of the nets after that and the times. So, and then, of course, if a net comes on, it'll change to the netlogger screen. So whoever's net control logging in netlogger, it will all be echoed there. Let me reset. And that's a new addition. But there's another way. If you actually had your own net and it wasn't actually scheduled on the Freestyle network, on netlogger, if you indeed got a frequency field in there, so you can put your frequency in there, be it 40 meters, 2 meters, whatever. If you put Freestyle in there, as in capital Foxtrot, lowercase Romeo Echo Echo, then uppercase Sierra Tango Alpha Romeo, and there is no scheduled net in progress, that net will actually be echoed to that particular screen as well on that particular page. But no, there's not a problem with it at all, Gordon. KY6V, GW8S, sit down. In fact, it is welcomed.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear that. Okay, thank you for that explanation, David. I tell you, while I've got you here, it's a little off subject maybe, but I'd like to ask two things of you when you have time. Number one, would you send me a usable address for you, sir, that is not involved with Yahoo or Yahoo, that's going along with a conversation we've had here recently? Number two, if you don't mind, David, would you send me the URL for Google on the listing on the Google Calendar that they have of their nets? I think a direct approach to that for me would work. Over.
Yeah, that's no problem there, Gordon, from Golf Quebec 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima. And I say I only noticed it yesterday morning. But it's if you just go to freestyle.network and click on Net Schedule, or Net Control, I think it is, you'll see it. But I'll send you the link anyway. It's simple to find, and you can find it there. Yeah, I'll send you an email address off that actually runs on my own mail server. So that one will definitely work for you, Gordon. KY6V, GW8SNL.
Okay. Thanks for your time, David. KY6V, back to net.
Okay there, Gordon. No problems at all. Okay, I will break with Gordon, KY6V, and we'll go round to Woody. How are you doing, Woody? And have you got any questions there or comments? KO4UMQ. I know I was going to do it. GQ8SZL.
Yeah, good evening, David, and everyone else on the net. This is Woody, KO4UMQ. First, to answer Gordon's question, yeah, I got the email, and yes, I will be there Saturday morning to take care of the net. As far as any comments, yeah, this is some pretty good, interesting stuff. Some of it a little bit over my head, but pretty interesting stuff. And I just wanted to check in and say good evening to everyone. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dave. This is KO4UMQ. Back to you.
Yeah, KO4UMQ, GQ8SZL. The first time around with the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, it took me ages to get the Q in the right place all the time. Then we had to go back to the W. It took me a week to get the W back in. And then we're back to the Qs again. But, yeah, basically, if you think of converting all the digital modes to DMR into a DMR server, HB-Link, it's a DMR server, and route that all the way down to All-Star. And that's the simplest way that I can actually describe it. Obviously, in reality, it's a bit more complicated than that. But I wonder if that helped you, Woody. KO4UMQ, GW8SLL.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm fixing to learn a little bit more about linking stuff on Echo Link. There's a monthly net that we do here in Kentucky. It's the it's for my district for Aries. It's the District 9 net, and I'm in the process of learning how to be net control for that net. So I got there's a whole bunch of the different repeators and stuff here on Echo Link that get linked together and be able to do that net. So this was helpful. This is actually good timing. Thanks for doing it. Back to you. It's KO4UMQ.
Yeah, KO4UMQ, GW8SZL. Yeah, Mike, I've done it again, CGQ8. Yeah, I can use both, actually. It doesn't matter which one. They're both legal. But you know what it's like. Yeah, if you've got any questions at all, just drop me an email, and I'll do my best to answer them. But the way Freestyle has done it is a bit revolutionary when you put for everything that way. And it works very well, and the audio quality is superior to anything that where you normally get the lots of digital modes connected into a network at the same time and stuff like that. But okay, I'll next on my list I've got Mr. David and Mr. Cole. Kilo Bravo 9 Echo Whiskey Golf. How are you doing, David? And how's Mr. Cole? And do you have any questions at all? Or comments, or criticisms, or whatever for that matter. This is Golf Quebec 8 Sierra Zulu Lima.
Well, good evening to you there, Dave, and everybody else on the net. KB9EWG Echo 2289, and yes, Mr. Cole, my canine companion, he's Echo 2289 Decimal 5. And we're doing good. Basically, I didn't really have any questions at the moment, just checking in to say good evening. And get my check in here. If I do come up with any questions, I might do so. I know at one point there, before I got involved with South Cars, I had membership. I just was not really involved with the group as much as I am now. Prior to that, I was on another server, and I did have a bridge server running in my shack, and I was feeding audio from from that EchoLink server to RadioReference.com so people could listen to the audio live without being on EchoLink there. I said it was way before I got involved with South Cars as much as I am now there, Dave. But interesting program. I'm getting educated here from KB9EWG.
Yeah, KB9EWG, GQ8SZL. I'll get it by the time you have to change back again. Okay there, David, thanks for that. And say again, if you need any, and you got any questions that you think about after that, that goes for anybody, to be honest. I'm good on QRZ, just drop me an email. And as I said, I'll do my best to answer them. Or if not, I think I know a man who actually does. So, okay, with that, I'll break with you there, David. And next up is Gordon, KY6V, GQ8SZL.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Senor. Appreciate it, David. KY6V here. In closing, some comments that I'd like to make. There was an article that we used as a reference on our promo, written by Jonathan Taylor. I would recommend very strongly for those that have an interest in this linking scenario to read that article. He's very gifted, writes very well, is an excellent digital engineer, etc., etc. And within his article, which I'm going to quote here some passages, and it's called cross-linking that he is talking about, let me read a couple of his passages. The book or article describes a handful of major VOIP linking systems in amateur radio, and highlight some of their key features and technical details. If you experiment with two or three of them already, the thought has probably occurred to you, why not link them all together? And that's what we're talking about tonight. Let me buy a nickel. So it's tempting to dream up gateway systems that join together two different VoIP systems, thus letting users on one system talk with users on another system just by entering a few commands. This is a natural result of Ham's constant desire to innovate and extend. And I think that's very true. But with Internet linking, there are some problems with cross-linking. The first and most obvious is technical. The systems have each involved differently and at different times. We've mentioned this already, and thus use different hardware and software techniques and protocols. But the stickier problems are non-technical and have to do with operational differences, variations in the way the various linking systems are used, structured, and organized. Let me follow on here in just a second. I'm going to buy another nickel. One specific issue is the second category is security. As you will discover when diving into the details, each of the linking systems described in this article takes a different approach to bringing new users or nodes into the network, ranging from a casual online sign-ups sheet to a strict procedure of providing ID identity. This can lead to concerns about one system becoming a backdoor for entering the other if the two are being interconnected. A situation akin, he says, to leaving the window of your home open even though the front door is locked shut. That's an interesting point. Think about that one, guys. The bottom line on this is you should do a little research before cross-linking your favorite VoIP systems, that is, joining them together, to be sure your cross-link gateway will be appreciated and allowed by others of the systems and the system administrators who keep the machinery humming. So, at further ado, that's about the sum and substance. I'm going to open it up for any last-minute questions or check-ins, and then we're going to see if we can find the fat lady to sing. KY6V, over.
N4FTD.
Hey, I... be in the background. Hi, Paul. Go ahead, KY6V.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to you guys for doing this, and... thank you to Kathy for opening everything up. I've been listening throughout. I'm following along in the document, Gordon. I quick did a search on cross-linking and followed right along. This does look like a good document, not for the faint of heart. Something that it'd take me a while to read through, but definitely going to be on my list of reading material. So wonderful system, wonderful coverage of these different systems, and again, my thanks and hats off to all of you folks for putting this together. And I would put in my vote for going into it again at some point in the future on this same net. This was a good 30,000 foot level, maybe a little lower than that, but maybe go a little deeper into the how-tos and the wherefores. There's my 2 cents from N4FTD.
Yeah, okay, very good. And yes, that that article that Taylor put out, Jonathan Taylor, that is a lengthy read. I'm going to give you a tip. You can skip to the chase. If you go down to section 6, I think it starts with 6.1. That particular section concentrates on audio quality, and I know that's your bag, and that's my bag, and there's a lot of people's bag. Talks about compression. It talks about streaming audio. It talks about latent effects, on and on. And the rest of the article is, you know, well, this is the way All-Star works. This is the way Echolink works, and so on and so forth. But the meat, in my opinion, is at 6.1. Paul, over.
Yeah, I see that. Digital audio in the Internet. Okay. And the waveforms and how they turn them into ones and zeros and all that good stuff. Yeah, that does sound like a good place to focus in. Where the rubber meets the road in terms of what you hear coming out of your speaker. Over.
I haven't heard that statement in a long time. That's good. Where the rubber meets the road. Okay, thanks, Paul. Anybody else, please? KY6V. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for coming by. This has been South Coast VOIP Net Schedules and General Information. May be found on our scarsvoip.com website. And this is KY6V saying 73s, closing the VOIP session. And this net is now closed. We'll try to have a podcast posted on our website tomorrow. KY6V clear. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night, everyone. This is Golf Quebec 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima. 3 minutes to 1 a.m. 7-3.